NPR's business news starts with yet another fix for the housing crisis. Now that foreclosures are at record levels and rising, one lawmaker has a plan that would have the government finance up to $300 billion worth of troubled mortgages. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Congressman Barney Frank estimates the new effort could help upwards of 1.5 million homeowners. That would be far more people than any of the existing relief efforts have reached.
We need to reduce the amount of foreclosures because the economy can't recover until we do that.
There would be some administrative costs, but Frank says the new bill wouldn't be a bailout. For homeowners to qualify, they'd have to be able to afford a reasonable interest rate, and their lender would have to take a haircut on the loan, that is, reduce the amount owed to 90% of the current value of the house.
It means the lenders have to accept the fact that they're going to lose money, but we think they are better off recognizing that loss than going to foreclosure and losing even more money and dragging everybody else with them.
The government would then use the Federal Housing Administration to guarantee the loans, allowing outside companies to do the refinancing. Some housing advocates like the idea, but economist Mark Zandi with MoodysEconomy.com is skeptical.
It's still a voluntary plan, and I don't think that's going to be enough. I think we're going to need something bigger and bolder, given the scope of this problem.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson yesterday unveiled a plan of his own, this one aimed at preventing a future mortgage crisis. Paulson called for the licensing of mortgage brokers, and he said regulation had to be strengthened to keep pace with all the recent innovations in home lending. Chris Arnold, NPR News.